Hey everybody, this is Mike Raber here once again with the Influencer's Journey. Today I have the great honor of being with Monica Bon, who has a very unique take on how to put together a side hustle and what that really means. So Monica, would you please share with the listeners what you mean by a side hustle? I'm really a side hustle expert.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me on today. I feel so privileged to be your guest. I created and became the founder of Side Hustle Expert in 2019, actually while I was laid up recovering from an Achilles heel rupture, which was not fun, that I experienced on the tennis court. So it's amazing what happens when you're lying flat on your back if you're open to being creative while you're healing. It developed over a 12-year business that I had become a solopreneur in. And what I discovered is the side hustle was redefining itself in a culture pre-COVID. And I found many women that I was working with to really diving into this word of purpose. What is my purpose? What is my passion? What can I be doing different now that I'm becoming an empty nester, or I'm aging out of my job, or I'm wanting to start a job, or I want to do more than I've been doing, or the C-suite hasn't quite allowed me to be my most creative self in this authentic space, and I know I can do more. And it became a conversation of how can I create a business on the side while still having a day job or still balancing my life as a mother, a wife, a family person, or I'm putting in 40 and 60 hours a week in my job that I kind of love, but I really feel like there's more to me. And I want to do more in that space. So I started having all these incredible conversations with women who really just wanted to do more, but they didn't know how. And what was the most interesting was these were often PhD, CEO, high-end corporate job, career women, professional women, or women who had an advanced degree and they chose to stay home and raise their family. So they had all of these dreams and yet they put them on the back burner for a little while. And now they want to move into this entrepreneurial space, but they're not really sure how to do it or where to go or how to even begin or if they need money or capital. So I really created this, some tools and techniques around my own journey of having a degree in advertising and marketing and working with my husband in sales and customer service and customer relations for 17 years. And then my own business journey through network marketing, but also in the development of business in that way and the personal development journey that led me to. So I thought, you know what, the side hustle is not about mowing a lawn, babysitting, creating. It's not something that young people do, although they are doing it and they're doing it in an amazing way because they're very techie and they understand e-commerce. It was more about creating a safety net or a retirement net or tying it to a cause that then led them to give more while they were earning more so they could be more. And this whole idea began to develop for me around, you know, I truly am a side hustle expert. I know what it's like to start a business on the side and then it becomes the full-time gig, which if you talk to many people in business and many entrepreneurs, the reason why they wanted to start their solo journey in life as a business person to make an impact in their community was because they had something they really loved that called to them and they didn't want to answer to anybody else and build anybody else's dream. They wanted to build their own. And in that space, there's a buzzword that floats around, and I know that you've heard it many times. It's what is your why? Why do you want to start your business? Write it down. What's your, you know, love Napoleon Hill, your definite main purpose statement. What is it that you Think and Grow Rich? You know, these amazing books that had these incredible thought processes and thought leaders and success leaders and what they were doing. And it just became, what is your why? And people that I would come across and I would ask this question of, or I would go to one of their summits of leadership. Most of the time that conference started with the why formula, right? Mm-hmm. Understanding what that was. But what I found is no matter how strong the why seemed for the people that I was working with or the women I was coaching, at the end of the month, when a goal wasn't hit or when things got hard, it still wasn't strong enough to keep them going, to want it as much as they wanted oxygen, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, what if we took that why and we unwound it a little more and we deciphered and identified what a cause was, like your 100 million dreams and who mm-hmm. you want to affect change for in your world and 100 million strong, that whole idea of affecting that many people, right? Dropping that first pebble and watching ripples go. Mm-hmm. When you talk about it, Mike, you light up, like you could just, mm-hmm. you can feel the energy, and I'm not even in the same room you are. And this is all through technology. Mm-hmm. And what I came to learn and understand very deeply and through my own journey is when you tie your business to a cause financially, immediately, even before you're profitable, you push a little harder at the end of the day, in the end of the week, the end of the month, because you've made a commitment to a charity or a cause. And the women that I work with, we actually identify that. It's one of the first things we do in starting their business. And they pick up a phone call or they write a letter or an email and they let that organization know how much they're going to be contributing. And it becomes an automatic payment kind of an idea. And the whole goal around that is, wouldn't it be great to write a five-figure check to that charity mm-hmm. or cause or organization? And so that terminology, side hustle, really began to evolve. And I wanted to change the definition a little bit.
I like that. And it's interesting too, because if you look at, say, real estate as an example, which you earlier referred to, people think of a side hustle as cutting the grass or doing like a hobby business. But if you look at real estate, back in the day, real estate was very much a good old boys club. And women would stay home and their husbands were working full time. So they didn't really need money, but they wanted something to do. And real estate gave them the ability to get out of the house. It gave them the ability to look at properties, to do a lot of things that people wanted to do. And women, more and more women started going to real estate industry. And it went from 10% to 20%. Then I think right now it's like 60 or 70% of full-time realtors are women, which is interesting because it's become a career. And I know a half a dozen, because of being a trainer in the real estate industry myself, I know half a dozen women that started as a part-time thing. They then fell in love, excelled in it because they had all the skills you talked about earlier. And they ended up retiring their husbands who were corporate or career people so that they could then help them in their business. And they built out teams and the quote unquote side hustle became a real estate business, which it's interesting how we don't think about that, but it's very much same type concept.
Exactly. It's the same idea. And 85% of the side hustle or the work from home business is made up demographically of women. I mean, think, look at Mary Kay when it started back in the, what was it, the 60s, right? Yeah. I think that's when it was. And so if you identify, and I work exclusively with women because it's the demographic that fits, I know their hearts. I align better in that space. It's my niche. It's where I thrive. And I watch my clients really excel in that space. But the idea to create an additional income stream that is not solely tied to one provider or one way of earning money, even, you know, the stock market can fail us at times as a retirement goal. Mm-hmm. Many baby boomers know that. And now our generation X's and Y's and millennials, they're seeing that as well. But I think that we could really turn the page and learn from these under 30-year-olds, these young people under 35-year-olds that understand e-commerce, understand how to be influencers. They operate and work in a world that you and I are really just becoming familiar with and getting comfortable with over the last 2 to 3 years. And one of my favorite areas of expertise and where I get to work with women is helping them be so visible they can't be ignored through their social media pages and in marketing. So understanding how to utilize these spaces that are available to us, these platforms for free, but work with them in a way that we play the game correctly and we get seen and we understand what and how to do that. And part of developing a side hustle is letting people know what you do and starting within your circle of friends and then expanding out from there through referral-based business and gaining raving fans, right? So people can talk about us and share what they, the experience they had with us. So those are my favorite things to do, but really coming from a heart-centered space so that the purpose and passion that people have and they want to share becomes their profession. And it's a beautiful goal to have. And if as long as people understand that persistence and fortitude and consistency is key and patience is the ingredient of genius that shows up in your business, really understanding that it is. And the definition often of a side hustle is let's get rich quick, right? I'm going to go do this over here to get rich quick. And that it's the tortoise and the hare scenario. It's the tortoise, that longevity. I mean, look, if you talk about women in real estate, the ones who hung in there through all the hard are the ones who are very successful now. They developed character. They got knocked down. They got back up. Mm-hmm. They didn't turn in their keys early when real estate crashed in 2008 and everything that was going on. The everybody that I know in real estate that hung in there and stayed consistent and put money into marketing, even though when times were tough, but having that additional income stream, that secondary way or third way where money can be leveraged and coming in and it can scale and grow, that is a way we can really learn to adopt a side hustle in our business and find a way to monetize it and scale it and have it work for us 24/7.
Yep, so true. And I think what I really like about your, well, I think I know what I really like about your system is it's one thing to build a side hustle or to build a business to earn more income and to create an asset and to have that financial resource that will bring us into retirement, that will allow us to do the things we want to do now. But that's almost a byproduct of from the conversations we've had. It's you build the business around giving, around taking care of, like you talked about, writing a five-figure check to a cause that a person has. And when that becomes the value, and that becomes the why, not to use that term because it's been used over and over again, but when that becomes the value, one of my favorite phrases is when our values are strong enough, we can overcome anyhow. And I've heard you say that numerous times on the call today, that when that's the leading force and we step into that, not only is it enriching and not only does it reward us as giving and those we are able to give to, it allows for the business to grow. It allows for all the traditional things to happen organically versus trying to force them, which I think is so powerful.
It is powerful. And the reason why the side hustle can be an incredible conversation for people is because we have the access to the social platforms that the only way to let people know about what you were doing years past was advertising on a billboard, on a radio station, on a TV, which you and I both know costs money. You have to have some deep marketing. Then that becomes write the strategic plan, go to the bank, ask for a small business loan so you can get your business off the ground. A lot of these side hustles are not brick and mortars. They start with e-commerce. They start with an idea or a product from home, something that somebody's creating. And I've worked with women who will teach music lessons on Zoom, right? They found a way to create a business around a hobby they loved, art, painting, teaching people how to paint. Fitness moms online now, network marketing, direct sales, of course, those are other ways. Teaching a course because you have been a speaker or you have some skill sets behind you that helped you grow in your business. You understand business management, workflow, and you can now teach solopreneurs or online businesses that have three or four employees how to create workflow, how to use programs, understand Google Ads, Facebook Ads, LinkedIn Ads, how to show up in marketing, how to create a Zoom Live, you know, so there's so many different, and there's 7 billion people on the planet, and more of them each day are having access to the internet and Wi-Fi, and they have cell phones, and suddenly going from a business where it was in your own backyard to now be able to grow globally, I like to talk to my clients about think local, grow global.
I like that.
You can vastly impact the world around you and the causes that you can sign up for. Clean water. I talked to a gal the other day and she supports clean water. I talked to another one the other day who helps to develop young leaders throughout the world. And she has women who speak multiple languages and software that translates our conversation into multiple languages so people can learn and they can grow and they can do it globally. And I have two sons. I'm all about raising knights. I know how important men are in the world. I've been married for 32 years. My husband and I are the best of friends and he's super supportive in everything I do. God love him, because in the beginning, it wasn't always easy to watch me running around 16, 70 hours for my passion project, watching the pennies trickle in and then watching that expand and grow. So I've been there. I know what that feels like to start and stop and to win and lose and go on those journeys. And it's so powerful to be able to connect with people like you, Mike, and what your vision is and how we met and connected and collaborated. And I think if people can get around the idea of loving one another, be kind, there is no competition. There is only creation and collaboration and strategic partnership and influence of referrals. Gosh, there's so much we can do together in that space and how we can make a global impact.
So true, so true. Obviously people who are listening to this are going to have questions and they may want to start a side hustle themselves. They may already have a business and they want to get advice on how to tweak it or how to make it more effective or how to give back. What would be, number one, the best way to get a hold of you, but also do you offer courses? Do you work with people one-on-one? How does that look?
Well, thanks for asking. They can go to sidehustleexpert.com. And I do have a free top 10 guide to launching or leveling up your side hustle. I also have a program on there called Ray of Sunshine that is a self-paced course that comes with a downloadable book, a PDF guide that they can actually walk through, answer questions, and that will help them identify the space they want to create a side hustle in. Or if they already know, it'll help them put some tools together and ideas together to create that business plan. I do work one-on-one. I have 1 hour sessions. I can offer, they can reserve a complimentary discovery call where we can talk about an idea that they have and find out if we are a cohesive unit or alignment where I might be able to coach them and lead them into their business and show them how to grow in marketing on their social media platforms. So there's a number of ways we can work together, but I believe the first space is that top 10 guide is very valuable. It goes through some challenges. It reminds people what some obstacles might be that they that they get through. But on Facebook, I have this Side Hustle Expert as well. They can find me there. I share tips. I talk about follow-up, workflow, success formula. I do quite a few Facebook Lives there as well. So I'm just about giving value and tips and creating a space where people can be learning and gaining information. Because when I started 12 years ago, I think I would have been able to not cut down so many trees in the forest, you know, trying to find the light. Where am I going? So I just want to be that light on the path for others. And I show up in a number of different ways on how we can work together.
Wow. Wonderful. Heard that? That's a lot of great resources right there. And I'll have the links also in the show notes. But if you wouldn't mind letting people know one more time how to get to your website.
SideHustleExpert.com. And they can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Veronica Bon.
Thank you, Veronica.
You are so welcome.
Nice. And there you go. Another tremendous influencer along the influencers journey. And that is our goal, is to continue to bring people such as Veronica to you that can help you through your own journey, help make sure that you are able to navigate around many of the roadblocks that a lot of us had to go through and make it an easier and faster and successful and more enjoyable process, because then you will have the energy and the ability to bring others with you. And this is Mike Raber. I look forward to talking to you on the next show.